The Japanese film, Nobody Knows, is inspired by the true story of four children in the late 80s left by their mother to fend for themselves in a small apartment. There was a national uproar after tragedy stuck and the truth came out. But the film approaches that story from a less sensational vantage point. David Edelstein has this review.
It opens with a train ride, a boy and his mother. She's awfully cute, even a little babyish. The boy looks older than she does. He's solemn and preoccupied. He sits next to a big yellow suitcase, which he gently caresses. When he and his mother arrive at their new apartment building, they lug that suitcase and another up the stairs. And when they get to their apartment, they open it up and a little girl rolls out, smiling, happy, clutching a doll. There's a boy in the other case. The landlord mustn't know there's more than one child, and there are four in all, the youngest boy mentally disabled. So the three younger kids may never go out, not even onto the veranda, to do laundry. Hirokazu Koreeda's Nobody Knows is based on what was dubbed in Japan the affair of the four abandoned children of Nishisugamo. Four children of different fathers took care of themselves and one another for long periods while their mother went off with assorted men. The older boy, here called Akira, did the shopping and occasionally sought out one of his siblings' fathers for money. But none of them had ever gone to school, and none knew how to keep house, treat illness or injury, or function as a parent. The film has been compared to the great Italian neorealist tragedies of the 40s and 50s, but it's more austere and more elusive. All the same, the director's humanism is in every frame. Koreeda has said he wanted to make you see this frightening and unfathomable story in a compassionate light, and to show the profound communion among these four children, who learn to support and sustain one another in the absence of parents. So whatever the children do together has a magical clarity, a fullness that stops your breath. Playing the game rock, paper, scissors, plinking a toy piano, running up and down a long stone staircase. Even after the mother has been absent for 6 months and the fragile bonds are beginning to dissolve, there's a shot of the overdue gas bill with lovely childish doodles all over it, so blessedly oblivious to the reality that is fast encroaching on this dream life. That reality does come. And it must be said that watching four kids slowly starve from neglect over the course of a year is almost impossible to bear. As the children gaze out at the world through windows or fences, sometimes at other kids, school kids, sometimes at trains heading for the airport in points unknown, you're reminded that even the worst parent in the world is essential not only for children's survival, but their sense of self. These children have no way of making sense of what they're going through, or of a world that doesn't register their existence. They don't even know enough to be angry. The performances of the children, especially Yuya Yagira as Akira, are beyond praise. You never even register that they're actors. And the director doesn't demonize the mother, played by a Japanese pop singer known as Yu, who seems less like a monster than a narcissistic child in her own peculiar world. Nobody Knows gives you no conventional release. The director ends the movie before the world discovered the abandoned children of Nishisugamo. I found the last sequence so wrenching I could hardly look at the screen. Yet I think Koreeda means it to be hopeful. In an indifferent universe, these precious moments of love, grief, and human interaction are the tenderest mercy.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Ian Chillog directed the show. WHYY's executive producer of national radio programming is Elizabeth Perez Luna. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.